It's great to be back officially in the pulpit. And thank you very much for those of you who came out in the evening last Wednesday to discuss and embrace and plan for the future direction of our congregation. How was your summer? He is still in his shorts. The summer is still there. As I have challenged you, were you able to dig into scriptures? Time flies, isn't it? Thanks be to God, we're back here in the sanctuary, worshiping and praising God. Amen? Amen. Praise God. As I was reading my favorite book, written by my former professor, Reverend Ray Anderson of Fuller Seminary, I came to realize, again, how deeply the human beings are affected by the power and principality. He says, I choose to lecture on personhood rather than on personality. He questions, are you reading this book because you have to or you want to? Why are you here today? Are you here because you have to? Because you want to? Do you have a desire and longing for Jesus Christ? Amen? Those people are needed here, longing for Jesus Christ. Actually, he was the one who convinced me to continue my education as a seminary student at my old age and finally be called by Father God, our Lord. And then when he mentioned inner logic with Jesus, he explained this way. It is different from the inner circle that most people might come up with. It's a personal relationship, intimate personal relationship with the Jesus Christ. That's where you get it from this. Where would you get it? Personal relationship. Like, I know that you might have the experience as well. When you have a personal relationship with my husband just right there, I would know something that even if he doesn't say, by his movement or by his what? Face? That's a personal relationship, inner logic, that you have to have with Jesus Christ so that eventually you will be transformed and emulate, and you need to have a changing the way that you used to do. Amen? So when Jesus Christ resides in you, for Christians, you know, Jesus Christ walks along with us all the time. Everyone, Catholic, whoever they call it Christians, Jesus walks with us, with everyone. But it is different. When Jesus resides in you, you become a different person. Do you understand the difference? That's the intimate relationship with God. Becomes your spirituality. Because I say this, it came up. The people had spiritual hunger when we had meeting on Wednesday. Spiritual hunger. Where do you get it? That's the spirituality. Getting from God. Jesus resides in you. And it's a gift that you get from Jesus Christ when we walk. But you know, do you understand what I mean? God is with us Christians all the time. It's not an option. It's a gift by grace. Remember that one? But when God resides in you, you become a different person. Transformation happens. As we discussed at last Wednesday meeting, I have noticed that you have spiritual hunger, as I said. It would never come unless Jesus Christ resides in you. And today's gospel scripture, John 6:56 says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him, he promised through the gospel. I'd like to share one more of my own story. When my brother finished his study in the States, obtaining his master's degree in photography, he was asked to teach at one of those renowned universities in Seoul. But he refused and asked one of his friends to go for it because some sort of corruption he found unacceptable. So after working as a freelancer photographer for a while, and he drove a taxi instead while taking care of my sick mother in the hospital. We are living in a society where all kinds of evil exist around us. I believe for most of you may not have thought of war as you read the sermon title today because of the language, the full armor of God. But it is such a famous and favorable verse. It's in one of the epistles written by Apostle Paul as a final admonition to the people who had to deal with the local problems in Ephesians, and he suggests there is a way to avoid devil around you. Let me remind you once again, the final chapter 6 of Ephesians says, "Put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have to do and everything to stand, have done everything to stand." And let me show you how you can remember these armor of God, as I have explained once to children. Take the helmet of salvation. It comes from the top. And breastplate of righteousness in place. And belt of what? Truth. Bind in your waist. And then your feet fitted with the gospel. Going everywhere with the gospel. And in addition, take the what? Shield of faith. And lastly, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. We are the body of Christ. We're all together. We can make it happen. And dear brothers and sisters in Christ, at the Days of Hope meeting, hope meaning one of the theological virtues that we have discussed many possibilities. Now it is about time that we shared our action and we started our action in accordance with our vision. Do you agree with me? And I understand that there might be some concerns still, but we cannot wait forever. Please, to please everyone's wish. And sometimes one has to sacrifice some for his or her friends. And we are living in a world with uncertainty of the future. Sometimes we wonder what is going on around this world. Human beings are becoming cruel when it comes to his or her interests are concerned. Being a lifelong Methodist, I have to remind you once again for our infrastructure. General rule consists of 1, avoid evil. 2, do good. And the 3, employ the means of grace through the smaller society called by Wesley, remember, the classes and bands, so we can become, expand our kingdom. So the body of Christ as a living organism must be energetic, engaged in all manners of good work in order to thrive, to be a blessing to others. Amen? So it is apparent that in order for us to survive in a secular society, to avoid evil, we ought to wear armor of God. From the commentary called Feasting on the Word, Reverend Peter Jones mentioned of the society's frequent fallenness of money, sex, fashion, sports, and other religions in our culture. The responsibility of Christians is to resist the violence that will be brought to bear on their consciences through the weapons of the Spirit. And there is the difference between stubborn and standing firm. Standing firm means that one is willing to debate, listen, and consider alternatives in order to reach a beneficial goal, while at the same time not sacrificing basic principles. Amen. So someone said, "I am so blessed to be stressed." Yes, we must recognize that we are so much blessed to be stressed, and we have to be thankful in every way. By putting on armor of God in everyday lives, we should learn art of holy living, art of holy living, which was coined by Susanna the mother of John Wesley. Wesley affirmed the value of prudential means of grace, that is, particular rules posited by reason and experience in light of guidance of the Holy Spirit with the goal of growing in grace. We must grow together in by grace. God is with us. Only we can reach there by having Him reside in us. And it is a blessing and one of the privileges of pastors to officiate a wedding. Yesterday we had a wedding here, and it was wonderful to see a couple establishing a Christian home. And as a basic unit of community, I always emphasize your house, you know, your family education is a lot more important than church education, because children learn from you. They do exactly the same as we do. So as a home here, home is the smallest unit of community, and where we set up our virtues and values. And home is the promise of safety and security, a place where fears does not exist. So dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let us make this church a second home. And today's Gospel of John indicates that spiritual nourishment comes from the bread of life. And Jesus Christ, bread of life, He died for us. And we encounter the flesh and the spirit working together for the fullness of God's will. Remember, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, and your waist, truth around your waist, and fitted your feet is with the gospel, taking to everywhere. And then what? Shield of faith, spirit, the word of God. Amen. Let us pray. Oh God, we give thanks to you for this day, giving us this yourself, and then sending us Holy Spirit to sustain us. Oh God, we are here for you to make this church, the body of Christ, people, not the building, yours, your kingdom. And let us be the one that who would take the gospel to the community and to the world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.